Anderson Cooper, welcome to the podcast. Diane Foley, mother of murdered ISIS captive Jim Foley, on what she hopes her son's legacy will be and her belief that the White House let her son down. Let's get started. When journalist Jim Foley was kidnapped in Syria by ISIS terrorists, Diane Foley, along with her husband John and the rest of the family, became tireless advocates for Jim's safe return. For the next 21 months, they showed strength, they showed grace, they maintained both, even as they and the world learned the very worst about what happened to Jim. Last night, the president mentioned Jim Foley and fellow captive Stephen Sotloff.
ISIL is a terrorist organization, pure and simple, and it has no vision other than the slaughter of all who stand in its way. In a region that has known so much bloodshed, these terrorists are unique in their brutality. They execute captured prisoners. They kill children. They enslave, rape, and force women into marriage. They threatened a religious minority with genocide. And in acts of barbarism, they took the lives of two American journalists, Jim Foley and Stephen Sotloff.
Well, tonight, with U.S. aircraft mapping out ISIS targets in Syria, Diane Foley is speaking out. She's talking about the son she loves and about the newly formed James Foley Legacy Foundation, which is being launched tomorrow. She's also speaking candidly about her belief that the U.S. government did not do enough to bring Jim home safely, and despite kind words, did not do a good job of working with her family during their long ordeal. I spoke earlier today to her.
Jim was very passionate about freedom, freedom of the press, freedom for disadvantaged children, for a chance for education. But I know had he survived this ordeal, he would have been very passionate about the need to make kidnapped citizens a priority for our country and internationally, to try to promote dialogue for some consensus and strategy.
Because right now there's not consensus.
I mean, it's not.
European nations pay for their hostages.
Exactly.
The U.S. says they're unwilling to do that.
Exactly. And
you're saying the countries need to be on the same page.
Absolutely. And not only that, there needs to be international dialogue. The risk is becoming higher and higher. And I really feel that our country let Jim down.
And in what way?
Well, Anderson, we met wonderful people within our government, good people who cared, who wanted to help.